Hi, everybody. It's good to see you all. I'll give everyone a moment to settle in. I know we only had 1 week off without live class, but it feels longer to me. It feels like a while since I've seen you all. I'm happy we're all together today. Okay. So we've got our creating awareness practicum today. Yay! I always love our practicums, as I've already shared with you. I get to talk less. We get to hear more of you, and your brainstorming and your wisdom and your voice. We'll get to more of that in a moment. Before we do, I wanted to just make sure I mentioned one housekeeping piece. So for those of you that are participating in the small group cohorts, we've had 2 calls so far with Inbal, which I hear have been wonderful. And also, from what Inbal has shared with me, it sounds like they've gotten off to not quite as smooth of a start as we had anticipated. Some people have missed some calls. And because we keep the group small, if somebody's missing, it can really impact the group. So, first of all, if you've committed and you've missed calls, no judgment. I get it. We're living in extraordinary times and there's a lot going on. We also had a time change here in the US, and I know that that threw off some people outside of the US. My deepest intention is I want everybody who is participating in the small group cohorts to get as much out of them as they possibly can. And so Inval and I brainstormed a little bit on this, and what we decided, I think this is gonna be great for everyone. I'm excited about this. Is we're gonna rejig some of the groups a little bit so that instead of 3 people in a group, they'll be more like 4 or 5 people in a group. That way, if somebody happens to miss, it won't impact as much. So we'll do that before your next call, which is this Wednesday at 12:45 Eastern. Just to say, we're truly just getting started. There have only been 2 cohort calls. There's still so much ahead of us. Sometimes like things, and this is just a great lesson for all of us, right? Like sometimes things start and then we have to reset, and that's okay. The rejigging, I don't think, is a big deal at all. And I know it's going to be easy for everybody to settle into the shifts. My one request is that if you have committed to the small group cohorts, of course, life happens, but just try your best to show up as much as possible. Any questions on that? No? Okay. Great. I'm excited for all of you to connect in that way, those of you that are going to on Wednesday. All right. Today, our purpose is to go deeper, and integrate everything that we've learned so far around creating awareness. We are going to have our practicum time similar to our listening practicum. So, in a few minutes, I will ask for a volunteer client. And what I'm going to do is I'm just going to ask our volunteer client lots of questions, I'm not going to coach them. Sometimes it's going to sound like coaching because I can't help myself, or it's just kind of what I need to do to extract information for us. But it's not coaching what I'm going to be doing. What I'm going to be doing, we can almost think of it as I'm going to be interviewing the client. So that everybody can use their deep listening skills and make notes on, if you were coaching this client, what are some things that you would want to create awareness on? What are some things that you might want to reflect the truth about? What are some things that you might want to mirror for the client? What are some things that you might want to acknowledge by way of honoring what is with this client? What are some things that you might want to celebrate, create awareness by celebrating? What are some things that you might want to fact, right? Maybe there's a piece of a wisdom that you have that you want to share with the client, or what is something that you might want to normalize for the client? And then what we'll do is, after I'm done interviewing our volunteer client, we'll hear from all of you. And the idea will be, if you want, the invitation is, as you share what you'd like to create awareness on for this client, to share it in the ways and with the words you might do it in session. So it's not just practicing, oh, this is the thing I want to create awareness on, but what are the words I might use to create awareness? I know that you all know this. I shared this in our very first call, but it feels important to mention again. And thank you, Amy, for mentioning it in the Facebook group. All voices are welcome here. All voices are welcome. I want to hear from all of you. So please, please share. So again, we're going to be listening for, we're going to want to be creating awareness by way of reflecting the truth, by way of mirroring, honoring what is, celebrating, facting, which can be consulting, normalizing. Sophie, you're asking what we're listening for. So any of those things, as if you'd be listening in a client session. Dave of the cohort call is at 12:45 Eastern. Let's see, Ayana had a question too. About the cohorts. Ayana, absolutely, you are very welcome. We want you there. And unless you let us know otherwise, we're gonna factor you into the new configurations. Okay, before I call up a volunteer client, let's do a little practice creating awareness on ourselves. Well, even before we get to that, let me just ask as an open question, what's been resonating for you around creating awareness, or how has it been going in your practice sessions or your client sessions? What's been resonating for you? What have you been noticing, or how has it been going? I'd love to hear a voice or two on this. Ayana.
With creating awareness, what's mostly happened for me is I've become more and more aware of how this is embarrassing to share, but I'm just going to say it. That one of the ways that I've dealt with pain in my life has been to be in the helping, giving role. And it isn't like I feel superior, but there is it's a control thing in a way. And I'd formed all my close relationships being people that I took care of, and then ended up in a situation where I couldn't take care of myself and was really screwed for quite a while, but didn't let other people in. So when people who weren't, or it wouldn't be that kind of power dynamic, I didn't feel comfortable being close, and I wasn't aware I was doing that. So in listening differently and using these practices and listening with other people, I kept feeling something really uncomfortable inside myself. And as I sit with that, that's what was coming up. It's really uncomfortable because I've been doing this since I was a little kid. Just saving all the animals and taking care of other people and fighting for the underdog and not feeling better than, but almost like not existing, being like I'm an angelic presence without a physical body, without my own needs, without my own humanity. So there still wasn't that relatedness and vulnerability. And so I'm going through this really discombobulated coming apartness around this and not knowing how the hell to be with people, or how to, where I feel my body, like getting in my body, it just feels so awkward and clumsy. And like I had this whole way of being that I'd like mastered and had that down, and a whole collection of people that loved that about me. And to change this is necessary, and I'm changing it, but I feel very discombobulated. So I feel like my ability to coach has gone way down, but it's because I'm tearing everything apart and making a big mess and trying to figure out how to put it back together.
I hear you. Thank you so much for sharing all of that. So first of all, I just really want to acknowledge you
I feel like, oh.
for and you're getting a lot of love in the chat. Just FYI, thank you for being vulnerable and sharing. And I just really want to first acknowledge you for being willing to see this dynamic and then for being willing to do something about it. It's huge. And not every practitioner would necessarily do that. It's amazing that you are. And tell me if I'm getting this right. As you were talking, I could feel that even though it is not comfortable right now, you know the greater reason why you're allowing this to happen and why you're going through the discomfort. And
Yeah, I
it's
mean, I could use some reminding because of the part of me that's like, I know, why am I doing this again? I mean, I started out clear, but
why are you doing it?
it's like with facilitating a group, which for health reasons I haven't, been doing, but I'll be doing it again soon. And it's something people come in, and so I guess there's a question as I'm going through this deep, like I'm wanting to have a place where I'm aiming or reforming. When people come in, it's like I'm holding the container, so I'm setting the agreements, and I'm the one who, would cut someone off if necessary, but wouldn't allow other people to do that and that sort of thing. I mean, that, was how I did it. And people felt, I've always said they felt really loved and really safe and could be incredibly vulnerable. So I don't know, like, how much of that still stays and how much, because if everybody's on the same level, then it doesn't feel like a contained group moving forward, unless we've all been on some big spiritual awakening.
There's a difference. There's a difference between equal playing field and not having a leader. You can be in an equal playing field with those in your group, not better, not worse, not higher, not lower, not more whole and complete or less, while still leading and holding the space and the boundaries of the container. Does that land?
Yeah, it does. I mean, as much as it anything can land with the energetic tornado I'm experiencing, I know. I mean,
And so that's what I was gonna say is if it if it's helpful, you can play around with what that energy feels like in your body outside, before you get to the group, what it feels to be on equal ground and leader and holder, and practice finding that energetic place inside of you.
I've been practicing not existing for a long time. I loved working in the Alzheimer's unit where people didn't remember I could do things that it, yeah, and they wouldn't remember what I did. And so this becoming a human is really uncomfortable. So
I really salute you for doing the work. It's huge. Thank you for sharing with us. Miranda.
hi. So what I've been noticing with the creating awareness, the and I'm not sure if it's impatience or in efficiency or seeking the answers faster than people are willing to find them themselves. But I do find myself sometimes with the question as where do we stop asking the questions? Because there's a space, there's an hour, and I sometimes go over, or sometimes there's only a half an hour when we finally start diving into those questions. And they're like, where do I stop asking and leaving the space open for them to find their own awareness or become more clear on it, without guiding it to where I see the answer to be? And so this is where I have a hard time of the dropping into consulting, and I can bring up awarenesses and be like, okay, I can reflect this, I hear this. One thing I notice I'm missing is the celebration of acknowledging their awareness and being like, that I want you to really, really listen to and celebrate what you just discovered. Like that part there, I think would be additive, and I love that. But the where do you stop asking the question? So you're going down this rabbit hole. But there's a time limit. And there is, they've asked for guidance on this, or this is what they're hoping to get out of this session. Because at some point, we need to wrap up and bring it together. So I don't even know how to do that where I'm
Yeah.
not looking at the clock or.
it's such a great question. So first of all, just to backtrack for a second, because you said it, I really want to invite you, because seasoned practitioners, sometimes it's hard to break pattern, but you named it, so I want you to be conscious of adding more acknowledging and celebrating into the session. So that's one piece. The other piece, tell me if this is helpful. I don't think about the container of one session as, okay, I'm asking questions, I'm asking questions, I'm asking questions, and I'm leaving the space and I'm leaving the space. And now it's time to turn to kind of nailing this, and that. It's a dance throughout the time, like your 60 minutes. So I might ask a question and ask a question, depending, and then I may pause there and create awareness by reflecting, by mirroring or reflecting a truth or acknowledging, any one of the ways that we shared. And then I might ask some more questions, and then I might pause and let that, create the awareness and let that seep in. If I feel that the client, through their answers, they're not quite getting there through the questions, sometimes that's because, and we looked at this in our first Creating Awareness class, sometimes that's because there is actually something that we need to tell them, right? Like question, we want to ask a lot of questions, but sometimes we can see something or we have an awareness that they actually need to hear from the outside. So if that's happening and I'm seeing questions aren't quite getting at their inner wisdom, or whatever it is that we're talking about, I'll use one of the reflecting the truth tools. I might say, you know, I want to pause. I want to share with you what I'm hearing or what I'm sensing, or even like what I'm intuitively getting here. And that this may not resonate for you, so let me know. But this is my sense of blah blah blah, whatever the thing is, right? So you so then you can use that and see, okay, does that resonate? Does that not resonate? Does that spark a different idea for them? When you use those tools that we looked at, or am I getting this right? Let me know if this resonates for you. Then you're less leading them away from their inner wisdom, but more offering up based on your deep listening, and then leaving the space for their agency to see what resonates and what doesn't, or where they want to go with it.
So that's kind of like providing your insight, but in a subtle way of, okay.
Yeah, letting them have their choice and their inner wisdom intact as you share the insight in terms of how they want to receive it and take it or not take it.
Okay. And I even just hearing you speak, there are so many of those preemptive sentences that you just automatically come through. And I feel like I need to document like all of the options and just start practicing with them. And I'm just jotting them down as notes, but I'm like, is there a list of all of these preemptives?
If you go to the resource sheet for our first creating awareness module, I have a lot of the language that I use in there.
Perfect. I haven't gone to that one yet. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Great cues.
Okay. Awesome.
Marianne.
Hey, I had a really interesting experience of creating awareness. So it's something that I'm pretty comfortable doing, but recently, I run, for those of you who don't know me or what I do, I run two group programs for someone else, or in collaboration with someone else's practice. And so we've primarily run group calls, and recently with a couple of the groups, we started doing a little bit more support. So we run Facebook groups, and I've been doing some of this by Messenger, which has been really interesting. So we use Messenger as part of our enrollment process, and there's some kind of coaching and questioning that goes in there. But recently I've been just doing extra support. So it's this skill, but it's in this totally different format, which has been really interesting. And I've had a really couple of beautiful exchanges with clients, and we've actually gone pretty deep, even though it sounds weird because we were just doing it over Facebook Messenger, but the same exact questions. And some of it, you know, the coaching conversation didn't start on Facebook Messenger. You know, we've got a relationship with our clients, but it's been really interesting just to have a new awareness of how it is. And then you can really track it because it's just there in print, the exchange before you. But yeah, with one person in particular, really had some great breakthroughs. Just something really big and deep was dropping in. She's someone who is creating a new business, and she's a cancer survivor. And so the thing that I noticed was she was having trouble with her business. And I questioned whether like her own experience was really a filter that she was having trouble seeing through. And we just had this really beautiful exchange around it. She wasn't as aware. I thought she might have some awareness around it, but she wasn't as aware as I thought. And it just led to this beautiful discussion of like all the ways it could be showing up. And she was super receptive. And of course, I asked permission, you know, at the beginning to, if I could share something, and did the whole, you know, if this doesn't resonate with you, that's, I could totally be wrong. So she's like, okay, I agree to like, let you know if you're wrong. But it was a really fun exchange to have. And I don't know if any of you have the opportunity to do that, or for the conversation of like time running out in a session, sometimes a little bit of back and forth in an email or Messenger can, you know, bridge the gap a little bit with what happens in your one-on-one or your group session. So it was just a really fun way to, I hadn't really applied it in that way before. So just sharing that, it was really fun, and it can be done. And maybe it gives you all some ideas for how you might use that somewhere in your life or practice.
I love that. So first of all, really nicely done, just using your creating awareness skills. And it sounds like created huge breakthrough for that particular client. And yes to what you're sharing. And this goes back to containers. So remember, we have the container of a session, but then we have also the full container of the work that we're doing with the client, whether it's 3 months or 6 months or a year, however long it is. And that full container, we want to think about how and when are we connecting in between sessions? How are we using the in-between session times? For me, with some clients, sometimes we don't connect at all in between sessions. It's just not needed. The container is, best way to say it, like the container is tight and it just flows into the next session. There are other times where you'll be in session with a client and we'll get to all of this as we move through, but say like they might need some accountability, or you may have looked at something in a session and you sometimes like new awarenesses or breakthroughs, their time release, you know, like the client is it, like they're not ready to get the full thing right away. They kind of, some of the awareness was created in the session, but you know, like 2 or 3 days later, if you check in, they're going to be ready for the next piece. So email, Emily's saying in the chat, Voxer, Facebook Messenger, those are sometimes great tools to use to continue to hold a tight container in between sessions.
In this case too, as you were talking, I realized it was also something that I didn't want to bring up in our group call, because I think she totally could have handled it with grace, but it was such a deep issue for her. And the issue, she was really struggling with her pathway with us. And I just was hesitant, and it gave me the opportunity to make it an even safer container just because it was the two of us in an exchange. So there was that too, which again, that's a kind of an interesting application of that. I hadn't really, you know, thought intentionally of it as much. I just kind of took my chance to nudge her along, but you know, great thing to, you know, in Voxer, I'm seeing, you know, a lot of people are using that now as a kind of supplemental way to connect. So
Yeah, and that's a great point about groups and what's appropriate in a group, and then what can use a tighter container, you know, in a one-on-one. Good.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to take one more share. Vlada.
Hi. My share is actually a little bit around celebrations, and it's kind of a personal celebration for me in a way, because celebrations are something that really never came up as something substantial in my personal practice, and in anything that I really led, like in earnest. And this came up during a pretty difficult session with one of my coworkers. Well, she's technically someone who works for me. And we really needed to tighten the container because it was definitely very leaky. While going through the process or where things had, you know, had to be cleaned up, my colleague was sharing all these places of hurt where she was disappointed and how things had not gone right, how she had put so much of her own skills into some part that she felt was not seen and appreciated. And I totally recognized that she had right in that. But at the same time, I felt that there was all these positive things that had been created in the process for which she was to thank. Yeah. It was largely thanks to her.
Yeah.
And it just occurred to me that I should ask her if there is anything positive that she wanted to reflect on that was accomplished in the process, and in her own, like if any satisfaction had come there from her. And actually I didn't even verbalize that last part, And she went in this long rant of awesome things that she had experienced, and how right. she was so satisfied as well. And I yeah. think it was so far in her blind spot that it turned our entire dynamic upside down. It felt like things were so close, yet once again to fall apart in a potentially very, like a blossoming collaboration that we, in fact, we are having. And it was coming to that crux moment where, wow, oh my goodness, both for her, in her experiences, she's had many times where she just picked up after over investing, she would yeah. pick up everything and just leave.
Yeah. I want to celebrate you and you were celebrate offering her opportunity to celebrate. And I want to celebrate you in using the skill and having the wherewithal and holding the space and, you know, just supporting for that to happen in the containers. Amazing. Amazing. Like, so well done.
Thank you. Thank you. It did feel miraculous. And I was like, wow, I had no idea how much positive change can happen from something seemingly so simple.
Never underestimate celebrating, identifying resources, identifying strengths, honoring effort, etc., you know, all of the things that go under celebrations. Really nicely done. And thank you for sharing.
My pleasure. Thank you for bringing this to us.
Okay, I know there's a lot going on in the chat. I'm not keeping up with it, but I will read everything after class. Let's just quickly, but I think this will, I think it'll be valuable. I have a couple of creating awareness questions for you to practice on before we go into our practicum. First thing is, what's one thing that you'd like to celebrate? What's one thing that you'd like to really acknowledge and celebrate? Maybe something from the last week or two or not. What's something that you'd like to celebrate? If you were coaching you, what would you celebrate right now? Your resilience, the relationship you're cultivating with the new, yes. Yeah, these are great, yes. Oh, these are all wonderful. Okay, here's another creating awareness question. If you were coaching you, what's something right now that you'd like to honor what is? Something that's hard right now for you that you really want to honor, right? That's another way of creating awareness. What is something that is really wanting to be honored? Maybe it's hard right now or tough. If you were coaching you, what would you honor right now? Reading these celebrations in the chat. They're awesome. Such great stuff. You need to slow down and stay in your body. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Beautiful. All right. Two more questions for yourself. If you were coaching you, where's one place where you might reflect a hard truth to yourself? What's a hard truth that is wanting awareness or deeper awareness or deeper embracing or seeing? This might be a harder question, but just play with it. Like for me right now, if I were to reflect a hard truth to myself, it's that I'm overworking the last week or two, and I'm not doing myself any favors by not ending my work day when I need to. That would be a reflecting a hard truth for me right now. Yeah, Sophie, Michael, and these are great. Yeah, yes. Yeah. Remember, when you're reflecting hard truths, whether it's to others or to yourself, it's always with love and compassion and hope. All right, last coach yourself question for right now. Another way of creating awareness we looked at is facting. So facting can be consulting, sharing a piece of wisdom, or normalizing something. What's one thing you'd like to fact or normalize for yourself? I'm not alone in feeling that setting boundaries with family is hard. Yeah. Many moms find it hard to create a work-life balance and stay healthy and fit. It's easy to forget all the growth from yesterday in the face of today. Living life to the fullest. Yeah, these are all beautiful. Great. So this might be a practice that you want to take on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, just an opportunity to create awareness for yourself and to practice some of these creating awareness skills. And then, of course, to the answer to any of these questions, you could do deeper journaling on as well, to take them in more deeply, to be with them more deeply. Okay. All that being said, it is time to call a volunteer client. So who would like to be our volunteer client today so that we can practice creating awareness? Don't be shy. We need a volunteer.
I'll do it, Joanna. Oh, we've got Ayana.
Oh, Carla, go ahead. You spoke first, so.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks, Ayana, also for raising your hand.
Okay. I'm telling you right now, I don't want to do this. That's why I did it.
You don't, but do you? for being.
I'm lurking. Such a gifted lurker. Okay.
Thank you for being willing and for being willing to be vulnerable. And I promise you that I will, and we all will hold you in this space. So as I said, I'm not going to coach you. Mm-hmm. This is going to be more of an interview. I might jump all over the place. This is an opportunity for us to draw out information to see what awareness wants to be created. Mm-hmm. But if for a moment, if this were a coaching session, what is it that you would want to receive? What would you be bringing today? What's a situation or something that you would like to receive support on?
So you're my coach, and the situation I'm bringing in is my calendar has been empty of clients for 2 weeks. It's like everybody dropped away after being fairly busy for a couple of months. And I'm kind of puzzled by that. And I wonder, you know, is it me, my energy? Is it just some, I mean, what's going on? I would like to understand. And I also, the circumstance that it creates is one of like, how do I hold my center? My intention through this is to hold my center until things shift. Mm-hmm. And so I would like some new awareness about what's going on and what the gift is and what the remedy might be.
I love that, really beautifully said. And I'm gonna just reflect back to you to make sure that I'm getting it right. So it sounds like your calendar has kind of emptied out lately, and you don't want it to be like that.
Correct.
And what you'd really like to receive is to understand why that's happened, what the gift in it might be for you, and also, tell me if I'm getting this right, to understand when this does happen, how you can really hold your center through it. Am I getting all of that right?
Yes. And hold my center, my grounded center spiritually, and also not go into all of the freak out compensations, like let me throw up a huge special to get people to notice me. You know, I'm totally moving away from that tendency. It's not a solution. It's a desperate move.
Yep. I want to reflect and create awareness, but I'm not going to. I'm just going to jump around and ask questions. Okay, great. So if you were to take some guesses at why your calendar is looking a bit more empty, even if you didn't know for sure, what would some of those guesses be?
Well, I could ask myself, have I actually been showing up with sales consistently? And I could ask myself, has this awareness that I referred to in the group of, oh, this new thing I'm offering has brought up some of my own deeper stuff at a new level. It's been shoveling me out a little bit. So maybe that's creating a ripple in the vortex somehow. I have a particular situation of a woman who says, I'm going to sign up for your 6-month program in March, and she hasn't. So I've been saying, how did I not create the container? How did I've been listening to the sales program. And so I'm looking and saying, wow, I really kind of thought she was in and neglected some of, you know, creating the container for her yes or her no, but making it very clear. So I'm just kind of seeing all of these things just bouncing around saying, well, what am I doing? What am I not doing? And is my energy? Another interesting thing, and I talked to some other people about this, we're looking at March and saying, did March exist? It's like, we didn't. Were we really in? Did we kind of slip through a time warp? And the reason I don't have clients is that I didn't do March at all.
Yeah.
So
tell me if I'm getting this right. I'm hearing that you actually know what's, you know, at least surface. There might be stuff underneath it, but you actually know why things have petered out a little bit. Mm-hmm. I'm hearing that March was for you, like it was for many of us, the lost month. There's a lot going on in the world and energetically. I'm hearing that there's some sales containers that maybe, you know, you could have tightened up and held a little bit differently. I'm hearing that maybe there wasn't as much, and this, you didn't say this exactly, I'm reading between the lines, so tell me if I'm getting this right. I'm hearing that maybe there wasn't as much outreach as there could have been. And some of that might have to do with some of that, like the deeper stuff, ripple in the vortex pieces that you were talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And in the interest of, on the topic of outreach, another thing that I've been doing, and I believe it's a response to, I think everything that I'm talking about is a response to what we've been learning here and how that is impacting me from the inside out. Well, I've been feeling for quite some time that the energy in my Facebook group needed to shift, that I am creating things in my mind that are not reflected in my actual, the things that I have, like the group, the way I present the group, what I post in the group, what I invite people, how I invite people to show up. So I began to express some of those changes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't know that that is like a problem with anyone, but it may recognize, maybe it's like turning around the Queen Mary. Mm-hmm. You used to live in New York, you know how the boats, they're going, and then they don't really ever stop. You don't turn a big boat around. So maybe I'm in a moment of turning something around. Mm-hmm. And it looks like nothing's happening. Mm-hmm. How about I decide it's going to be that?
Say that again.
How about I decide that that's what it's going to be? I could choose it to be that, maybe.
Uh-huh. So if you did choose it to be that, tell us more about that, that turning of the ship.
Mm. Well, I think there's a... I think that a lot of what has been driving me for a very long time has been hooked in to fear and the childhood stuff. And I mean, fear is like a big catch-all term for everything, but the way I was it was showing up in my journal is I've been letting my past self make all the decisions. And the future self, which is not even the future self, it is the now self, needs to start making the decisions. And I think there's a part of me that is like, what does that even look like? I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. It's not fully embodied yet, or, and maybe I'm still wrestling with who I might leave behind, or is it really okay for me to step fully into power and create the things that I've been kind of carrying around with me in the brown paper sack for years? Mm-hmm. Let's let them come out and express. The school of womb wisdom, the high level initiations and teacher trainings, and just really instead of like, oh, come into this tiny little thing and heal this tiny little part of yourself, or however I was thinking about it, the place where I felt safe. I am now really, I just have this urge, and when I tune into the urge, it's like, who is that stranger? Well, it's you. Are you sure? So
Well, Carla, yeah. I'm going to pause ahead. There for a moment. I do. That question, who is that stranger? Oh, it's you. Tell us about that person.
The first thing that pops in is she has no cash flow issues. The business is rolling along. And the money is coming in, and the money is there, and it's providing for the needs of the business and the needs of me. And it's like, oh, what happened to the just in time, or the barely making it? You know, wait a minute, there was money last month and this month there isn't. Mm-hmm. Well, that feels completely normal. So normalizing, mm-hmm, this new status of things are in flow. Mm. Things are. And so that's one thing. She has that part handled. And I can really feel how strange that feels. Mm-hmm. That this is all of, and the interesting thing is that for a couple of months this year, she had it handled.
Yeah. Well,
and then it's like, oh, are we sure that's who we really are?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So it sounds like there's a whole part of you that knows this, like you said, this is your now self. Mm-hmm. And there's a little bit of a back and forth, mm-hmm, happening, but there, yeah, is a part of you that has full access to this.
Yeah. So that is the kind of evidence part, the results, you know, when, but the other part is holding that space, holding that container, allowing, and not right now, I'm having a little blank space in my words. So I think I'm nudging into the unknown territory as I'm pondering the who is she.
Yeah.
It's like, will I let myself be her?
Take a moment and really be with that. Yeah. Let that settle in.
The interesting thing, the things that come up is that I am surrounded by people in my personal life, among my friends, even people who know me well, And the people who are my quote fans, who only know me through what I show them on social media. And I am pretty sure they all know or think or believe that I am she. Mm-hmm. And it's just, I'm the only one who says, can I keep this up forever? Can I keep fooling them? Or I'm really not her. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Take a moment and see yourself through their eyes. Mm.
It's not comfortable.
Yeah, that's okay. Normalize discomfort right now, right? When change mm-hmm. is happening. You feel into that a little bit?
Well, what's coming is that it's not a pedestal I'm sitting on. Mm-hmm. Mm. It really is. I do not show up pretending to be anyone that I'm not. I really don't.
Yeah.
And it's none of my business what people may or may not project.
Yeah,
they're all they're getting is what you all are getting right now.
Yes, yes, beautiful. We've wavered a little bit too much into coaching, so I'm going to break pattern here and ask some other questions. I'm sorry. I'm going to jump around a little bit. You mentioned before, Carla, that some of the fear of stepping into the future self, you mentioned two fears, mm-hmm. who you might leave behind, and is mm-hmm. it okay to step into your power? Mm-hmm. How do those two fears relate to each other?
I feel like I'm somebody out on the sidewalk with a handbill saying, okay, here's all this great stuff in there. And instead of being in there saying, come in here, mm-hmm. welcome to the circle, welcome to this space where you can emerge and grow. I'm out there saying, yeah, you know, extra, extra, read all about it.
Yeah.
And that is not in my place of power. Mm-hmm. And it's very easy just to keep walking because the people who can hear the message are not looking for the little handbill.
Yeah.
I think that's the analogy.
Yeah, beautiful. Okay, good. I'm gonna jump around a little mm-hmm. bit more. Yeah.
Good awareness.
Just from the conversation that we're having, what are you seeing about holding center? What feels important about that? What are you seeing ways? Well, I'm asking many questions. Let me pause and ask mm-hmm. one question. From the conversation, what are you learning about holding center during this time?
I think there is a discipline to staying really connected to myself and my guidance and my divine instructions and trusting, having faith that all the stuff around the edges are handled, and that only I can sit in this center space, the sacred space, and receive the instructions and then do as I'm told.
Mm-hmm.
Another, yeah.
Yeah. I'm just going to keep us moving.
Mm-hmm.
Last question, I think, for now. Based on everything that we've been talking about, what do you understand now about what's going on with bringing clients into your schedule?
I think it is the energetics, to bring it back to some of our themes here. Trusting the energetics that I can sit in this uncomfortable place and just stay here and listen. And my showing up will reflect that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, yeah, it's, there is a discipline of staying in the center, staying connected.
And when you're connected and in this place, what are actions that you might take?
Well, the inner, I think there has to be a degree of honesty around the what is, you know, the bank account. And there also has to be a degree of just affirming faith and going to the center and to my relationship with divine to say, what is it that I need to see here? Now, the showing up, I've got my things that are on schedule of, you know, of mm-hmm. showing up, and I'll keep doing that. It's, I don't know that it would look any different from the outside, but there is a place in me that just has to put that root right down and open up the channel.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Beautiful. Nicely done. Thank you for being so willing. So many places for us to create awareness around and acknowledge. And I'm excited to hear what everybody has to share and for you to be able to receive it, Carla. And of course, if you also want to put your practitioner hat on and look for what awareness could be created, you know, from all of that, you know, please do. So I'd love to hear voice to voice, so not in the chat. I want to hear your voices. Again, thinking about celebrating, honoring what is, mirroring, reflecting truths, facting. What are some places, if this were your client, that you would want to create awareness on? And how would you want to create awareness? What are some of the words that you would want to use? Tina.
I would wonder, I would ask, what exactly do you feel needs shifting in the Facebook group? Because my sense is something went out of alignment there. My sense is there's an inner growth with you that has perhaps put you out of alignment with that group. And so I would ask you, what changed in the group? What do you feel changed? Do you feel it's something more that you can offer where you have up-leveled your ability to help people and maybe it's a little bit of a mismatch now? Or is it something more you could be doing for that group?
Nice. So it's interesting. I heard what Carla was saying, I think a little bit differently than you did. I thought she was saying that she had made changes and this was part of the shift. But Carla, let us know because I may not have heard you the right way.
I think that it's both. It's kind of, it's got a lot of little moving parts.
Yeah.
I think making it very clear that the group is like a courtyard and for me to show up and invite people to step up instead of just hang out in the courtyard where it's nice and comfortable.
Nice.
And nothing ever happens.
Yeah. Good. Good. And great question, Tina. Great creating awareness. Who else? Who wants to share? What is something that you would want to create awareness on if you were coaching this client? What would you want to celebrate this client for? What would you want to acknowledge? What would you want to mirror? There were different moments throughout where I held back, where I wanted to ask Carla to pause and I wanted to reflect back what she had said for deeper awareness. Did y'all catch any of those moments? Sophie.
Yeah, I'd want to reflect that you used this term she quite several times. You said there, you know, there is this she, or I am this she. And I'm feeling it now. Every time you said that, I felt shivers in my body. And I wanted to mirror that back to you and reflect to you how much I could feel your power. Mm. And it was this very grounded, peaceful, wise power. And I had lots of questions that came up around that she. And yeah, I mean, I could go into some of those, but that's what I want. That's what I really felt and what I wanted to reflect back.
Nicely done. Beautiful. So different from how Tina just created awareness so beautifully. She did it with a question. Sophie's creating awareness with a reflection and a celebration. And I love, Sophie, how in the celebration, you use the client's language. Obviously noted her power, but also a beautiful flourish that I got chills, right? I think you said shivers. I got shivers when you said she. That is a tool for creating awareness, for acknowledging, for celebrating, showing me as the practitioner was affected and impacted by the power of that moment. Nicely done. Kelly.
Hi, that was so beautiful. I kind of piggybacking on what Sophie said, I felt that place as well. And then I really got like the next level shivers when you said, it's not a pedestal I'm sitting on. I don't show up pretending to be anyone I'm not. I really don't. And it's none of my business what people may or may not project. They just get what you're getting right now. And there was this place of such deep authenticity. And then the imagery was so vivid, Carla, and it was really amazing to hear you speaking about the person on the sidewalk, sort of with, what did you say, the handbill, read all about it. And then the place of like standing in the center and just like magnetizing people. And I felt that imagery so much in my body. And I think I would have wanted to just honor and celebrate that because it felt like you really being embodying and just stepping into your power there. And then my next question would be, what would you say from the center of the circle rather than in the handbill? And just to invite you to really speak the words of like, what is it to stand there in this embodied place where you're showing up so real, and then make the invitation. So that's what I have.
Nicely done. Beautiful things to create awareness on. And a note. I know the like we're doing it kind of not in the fact, you know, as it happens in the session, and there's you're like sharing a lot, which is great. And you might do this in the session, but just kind of a note for everybody. Each one of the things that Kelly just said was so big, right? If I were creating awareness on those pieces as they were coming up during the session, I would vary the tone of my voice. I would slow down the words to allow the client to really hear and receive and take into their body, some of those amazing things that you just reflected back to her. So just a note for everyone, sometimes when we are honoring what is or celebrating in particular, the delivery of it, how we say it can take it from that cognitive level down into that body level, which is that deeper awareness. Nicely done. Thank you. Ayana.
Yeah, so Kelly and Sophie actually said things that I had on top of my mind. Like really celebrating how Carla already has this knowing inside of her, this power and the answers that she's seeking inside of her. The one other piece that I had a real pause for when you had her look at herself through the eyes of the people who saw her as already being like she'd said, well, I let myself be her. And I saw her energy really go up when she said that. And the way her energy up when she said that didn't match when you had her look at herself through the eyes of other people seeing her as that. The energy didn't match what she said when she said, well, I let myself be her, and when she talked about she. And so I was curious. I would have wanted to pause and spend a little time with that. And I wouldn't want to say much more because I wouldn't want to make assumptions. I would just want to pause and tease out a little more. And where I would go from there would depend on her response to things and if she was even open or wanting to go there. But I could feel like she wasn't, she was a possibility, possibly, that she was seeing it as being on a pedestal rather than owning who she was. But I'm not sure.
Yeah, beautiful. So, and in that case, an easy way to begin to create awareness is to simply share what you sense you're observing, which is, it was so powerful when you were speaking about she. I could feel that, I forget what you said, Ayana, like that energy, right? Like the bigness of the energy. And I notice, tell me if I'm getting this right, that as you look at yourself through the eyes of others, that energy shifts for you, or you get taken out of that energy, or however you want to word it. How does that land for you, right? And then that can open up a discussion around that.
Thank you. I really appreciate the way that you're very masterful at wording things.
Jolly.
So first of all, thank you, Carla. That was such a beautiful, beautiful share. And so much of what you were saying was, there were pieces there that I resonated with deeply. One thing that I noticed throughout was this, and this is reflecting, I think, what Ayana and others have already said, but this, it first hit me when you talked about this difference between a grounded center and versus the freak out special. There was this real interesting dichotomy between I want the grounded center, but it's almost like my go-to is the freak out special. I'm trying to stop that. I'm trying to be so beautiful awareness that dichotomy is there. I thought that was really, really wonderful. But then it was echoing throughout the questioning. There was this feeling of, you mentioned, I have this, I'm hooked into fear and childhood stuff. but then there's my present self. So I kept feeling this kind of back and forth, which I would have loved to have explored further. So sorry, I'm not putting it into masterful questions, but those were places
we're not,
that I
yeah,
really...
Yeah, and we're not necessarily questions, beautiful reflection and creating awareness. And the only thing I would add to that is, if you were creating that awareness for the client, you might just ask, does that resonate for you? Or does that ring true for you? Or, you know, am I getting that right? Or was it something else? Such beautiful creating awareness. And we also want to just allow the client to either be like, yes, yeah, that does, and blah, 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 or no, but what you're saying makes me see blah, 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 blah. And then go with the question.
Can I just ask Carla if that was something that she, if that did land at all? I mean, first of all, like I said, I just thought it was the grounded center versus freak out specialist, something that I do. So that's why I really heard it. But did you sense that there's this kind of back and forth? I'm just curious.
Yes. And I've worked on it. I worked on it last year. So the fact that it bubbles up, it's like, no, and yet inside there is still that wobble of, inside there's still a wobble, and being aware of sometimes it's probably always going to be a little bit of a wobble. So knowing like, oh, here's where I belong.
But then if I can just add, what I thought was so beautiful was that metaphor that you used of the ship turning around and how it's such a big shift. And when big ships turn around, they go so slowly. It's like what, a 138 point turn, right? You know, it's like you're turning around so slowly that it looks, you said, and I love this, it looks like nothing's happening, but that something is happening. So I just wanted to reflect that back.
Okay, so let's pause here. Two important things. So first with the first piece, and then, so right, and then we did have the opportunity to ask Carla, does that resonate? And we could see how powerful the asking is, right? Because it allowed Carla, first of all, to be seen in the work that she has done on this already, right? And we would want to celebrate that and acknowledge that, right? And then from there, we could ask a question of, so, you know, like, what is different now than when you started working on this a year ago? Like, go deeper into that celebration and the cementing of like, this is, you are working on this. There is a different here. And then what's the next step on this, like back and forth for you from where you are now? Because it's going to be different than it was, right? And then also affirming the normalizing of like, yeah, there might always be a wobble, like for all of us, right? The stuff we work on, it's never done. We've never arrived. So I'm so glad that we were able to kind of see that play out of giving the client the space. Second piece, yes, 100%. I was holding myself back in the moment from the acknowledging, making some space, creating more awareness around this turning of the ship piece. When Carla said that, as Jolly just so beautifully shared, the client, and Carla, I would have wanted to like have you embody this more because I don't even think you realized, you know, like what you were saying, like the client was acknowledging that this is a big thing that's happening right now. This is no small thing. And it may be that some of the client sessions have fallen away because she needs this space to turn this ship, the energy is shifting, so much. And there is a pause in that while there's also so much happening internally, can't see it from the outside. So that was a moment to pause. And remember, sometimes creating awareness is just reflecting back to the client what they just said to allow them to receive the fullness of the incredible thing that they just said. That makes sense? Mm-hmm. Great. Vlada. Oh, wait, before Vlada, there's some Lisa's sharing in the chat. I just wanted to name it. My question is, could you clarify what you mean by being in your center? Nice. Okay, good. Vlada.
Yeah, this was absolutely incredible. And I would love to reflect back to Carla that it was stunning to see how she started in this place of being anxious, sort of on the surface. It looked like there was some anxiousness around it. And then with such almost ease, she dipped into this great wisdom and power that, and just incredibly powerful metaphors that she had for all these processes. So it seems to me she's very deeply in the know of what's going on, as you pointed out. And all through this, I was like, I wanted to ask her where she was, where she felt this other creature that was her alter ego. Where did she feel it in her body when she speaks of her? Could you stand and show me how do you feel her? Where is she? How does it really feel in your body to be her?
Yeah.
How would she move? How would she smile? How is her voice like?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. So that's a coaching direction to go down for sure. And then just to the first thing that you said, it was another important piece, a piece of awareness that can be so powerful to create for a client. I'm going to say it just a little bit differently than you said it, Vlada. Carla said that she wanted to know how she can hold her center. That was one of her intentions in the beginning.
Right.
Yeah. But the truth is she was able to lean into that within moments. She has so much access to holding her center. She was able to go there so easily and so quickly, right? That's something that I would reflect back.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Very, very well. Yeah, you worded it very well. Absolutely, I agree.
Yeah. Nice. Thank you, Vlada. Nell.
Thank you, Carla. I have so many things, but you know, she did mention that the new stuff she's offering has been bringing some stuff up. And then her metaphor of like turning the ship. So it seems like there is this big shift happening. She mentioned not being quite sure and not embodied yet. And I'm wondering, she also kind of brought up these feelings of like imposter syndrome. And she mentioned like kind of the sales marketing that it's not really her place of power. So I was thinking kind of seasonality a little bit. Like she also said, when she said like staying really connected to myself, my guidance and divine instructions and trusting, having faith that stuff around the edges are being handled, she seemed like so in that place of center that I'm wondering if maybe those fears and the panic and the imposter syndrome and the trouble with sales is because like maybe this is a season of like she needs to have more trust and get more instruction and kind of ride that out a little without pushing outward yet, you know, and that maybe when she feels more of that connection and divine instruction and more centered in herself, that the the outward sales and the marketing will come. And, you know, because she, you know, she said, I'm not on a pedestal. I don't show up to be anyone. I'm not, but maybe it's this, a little bit of, it's not ready yet internally is why some of that kind of outward
stuff is happening. So that would be a great piece to create awareness on. And again, ask, does this resonate for you? Am I getting this right? Right. Mm-hmm. And then see from there for sure.
Yeah.
Or to put it into an open-ended question too, as a way of, we'll get to that in our questioning module. Nice. Good. Okay, we have just a few minutes left. Couple of pieces. Carla, I want to come back to you in a moment. Just a couple other quick notes that I made. It may have been valuable to take some space to create deeper awareness. Again, obviously, Carla has cognitive awareness of this. She said it. But it felt like a big piece to me to kind of take more into her body and create that deeper awareness that her future self is actually her now self. I think we hit a lot of the other pieces in one way or another. Yep. Okay, so first of all, Carla, let's come back to you. Tell us just from the client point of view, obviously we weren't coaching, we were just kind of sharing awarenesses. What did you receive just simply from having others who are listening deeply share awarenesses with you?
Well, I did receive a ton of coaching. I could go back and listen to this and pause and journal and absolutely full coaching session. And really powerful to allow myself to be witnessed, to have all of you see and reflect back, because I can, when I'm by myself, I can think that I am hallucinating and I don't think we were all hallucinating. So, I was able to, you know, bring it into my body by speaking it and by having things reflected back. It's super, super powerful and deep. This place of vulnerability, because if I don't open my mouth, you all don't know what I'm scared of, which means I'm not scared. I am. So this is like, I just feel like a whole lot has been released and it's shifting and realigning, and you all felt something and saw something that I can now take in and own.
Yes, I get chills as you say that, Carla. And I want to thank you because you made my point about creating awareness too. Right. Yeah. One of the biggest and most powerful pieces about these tools, it supports our client, as you said, to be witnessed, to be seen and heard and validated and in what they know and feel that it is real and they can be seen. So I'm so happy that you had that experience. I'm so happy that we were all able to experience that together. I'm so grateful for everyone, whether we heard your voice or not, just for your presence. And thank you for holding the space with me and all that was shared. I know we're at time. If you have to go, we're officially done. If you can hang on and you want to share briefly what you're receiving from this call, even if you have to go, just make sure you make a note for yourself. What are you taking away? And I would just love to hear, if anyone has the time, one or two takeaways from our time together today. What are you taking away? What are you learning? What's important? Anyone want to share last words? I see some of you typing. So I'll wait. And if anyone wants to share voice to voice, please do. So much transformation can happen when you slow down and listen and reflect. Yes, it's so simple, but so powerful, right? Slow it all down. Yes. I'm learning how much wisdom each of us has inside us if we have space to hear it and share it. Yes. Ayana, did you want to share? And then Jackie.
Yeah, I was just adding extra inspiration. The joy of helping plant,
Carla,
find their own answer and have their own, that experience themselves rather than giving it to them.
I love that you're throwing that into the mix for us, that it really is a joy. And I would add a privilege and an honor to be able to do it. Yeah. Jackie.
Yeah, the thing that's been really powerful on these practicum calls is just watching you, Joanna, I guess, and like separating out these skills, because I think in my mind, like everything that I do in session is coaching. And it's been really, really neat to watch in these calls, just recognizing like, okay, we're shifting into this specific skill over here and not coaching, and like just that separation that they have their own different containers and like conscientiously moving through one space versus the other. And that's been a really powerful takeaway.
Yeah. I would say it's all coaching. Although what we're learning here is like coaching plus, I think we all know that, but yes, and to be able to see those specific skills and name them, it can be so helpful for our practices. Yeah. All right, everyone, sending you all lots of love. Hope you have a wonderful week. If there's anything you need, please reach out. I'm always here. Always love to hear from you. I'll see you next week. Bye.